The city of Schenectady has a new budget in place after the city council narrowly passed it Friday. There may be a few bumps in the road ahead. When Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy presented his $86.8 million budget proposal October 1st at City Hall, he noted the No Surprise package would keep spending on track without imposing sacrifices.
Budget that I'm submitting to the council is a tax rate of 13.08 cents per thousand. This is 5.8% less than it was in 2015. And it is a little over a 0.5% reduction from the current budget.
The budget did reduce some police and fire department spending, filled a few vacant positions, and avoided layoffs. It came in under the tax cap. The second-term Democrat also pointed out that under his spending plan, taxes would go down for the fourth consecutive year. The council's finance committee conducted three public forums in addition to traditional budget hearings on McCarthy's spending plan. The budget passed 4-3 on Friday. Marion Porterfield is one of three councilors who voted against it. She cited some significant raises that she could not support. Under the new budget, Public Safety Commissioner Michael Idens is to receive a $36,000 raise. The heads of General Services, Finance and Administration, and the Solid Waste Department will receive raises around $5,000.
There was no real process or system to come up with those raises. And then some people got raises and some people didn't, without any explanation of why. Additionally, there was a particular position that was taken out of the budget. It was a support position that was taken out, and the person who was supporting was also given additional duties, so that made no sense. I would have preferred to have seen the additional money that we spent in salaries go towards our seasonal workers, who are paid at a very low rate, and as a result, we have difficulty hiring and then keeping seasonal workers. So that means that our grass gets overgrown, our parks get overgrown, our properties are not taken care of well, the ones that the city owns. I felt we should have put money towards that and those salaries.
Porterfield is also concerned about $1 million allocated for a sidewalk improvement program because she says there isn't a plan in place for implementation. Spectrum News spoke with City Council President Ed Kozier, who voted yes on the budget and defended the raises, which he characterized as fair.
Regarding Commissioner Mike Idens, he has taken on an entire department. He is originally was our public safety commissioner for both police and fire, but now he's overseeing our entire codes department as well. So that is a big initiative for him, and thus the hefty pay raise that the mayor included in his budget. But again, we cut that pay raise by $5,000.
Porterfield says the mayor and the council will have to handle testy budget issues as they come up.
In terms of making sure that things get done, that people who now we're asking to do a lot more things, giving them more money to do it, but when they're falling short, we're going to have to look at how do we remedy that.
Mayor McCarthy did not return a call for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.